You're listening to SBS News.
Demonstrators have gathered in large numbers on the lawns of Parliament House to protest against vaccine mandates. The protests were timed to coincide with the resumption of federal Parliament and follow the Convoy to Canberra protest in the nation's capital last week. Controversial United Australia Party MP Craig Kelly, who has been a vocal advocate against vaccines, negotiated for a small number of protesters to be signed into Parliament House as his visitors. Mr. Kelly has previously attempted to let protesters in to present a list of demands to the Prime Minister. He says the vaccine mandates in Australia need to end.
The economy, we are facing down the barrel of a $1.4 trillion debt in this nation. We cannot afford to have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Australians kept out of their job because of a mad, insane mandate that no longer makes any sense.
Meanwhile, inside Parliament House, Federal Aged Care Minister Roger Colbeck has resisted calls to resign from the frontbench following a large number of COVID-19 deaths in residential aged care facilities. In the first sitting of the Senate for the year, the minister told Parliament there had been 1,288 cases of COVID-19 in aged care facilities since the beginning of the year, with 587 deaths. Labor's spokeswoman for Government Accountability and Home Affairs, Christina Keneally, says Mr. Colbeck should resign for failing to protect residents in the sector.
I think losing Richard Colbeck would not just be good for the aged care sector, it would be good for the government as a whole, it would be good for the Australian people. And Richard Colbeck, if he had an ounce of responsibility for his ministerial portfolio, he would just resign. And if he wouldn't resign, the Prime Minister should sack him. Let's be clear here. Richard Colbeck is incompetent. Greg Hunt has checked out. The aged care sector is in crisis.
The first shipment of Novavax has touched down in Australia from Singapore. The shipment contains the first 3 million doses of the vaccine that will be administered from February 21st. The protein-based vaccine is believed to have fewer side effects than the mRNA vaccines, offering an alternative for the small minority of the population who could not receive earlier vaccines due to medical conditions. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Duff has welcomed the vaccine arrival, saying she hopes it will help the state edge closer to their vaccination goal.
I'm hoping with the arrival of Novavax, that there are people out there who have been waiting with another option that might just get us over 95% where we'd like to see it.
The state is currently gathering data on infections among 5 to 17-year-olds to act as a baseline for when school returns on Wednesday. Chief Health Officer John Gerrard says there are currently 11 children in that age bracket in hospital who have tested positive for the virus.
Most, if not all of these, will be in hospital for a reason other than COVID. So if they have appendicitis and happen to test positive, they will be included in those data. But it will give us some idea of what impact the return of schools has had. So this is a baseline.
Victoria is also turning its attention to infection rates among children by expanding its rapid antigen test system to early childhood education and care settings. Families of children aged 3 to 5 in daycare will be offered twice weekly rapid tests, but they will not be compulsory. Premier Daniel Andrews says the move will offer parents peace of mind.
It's all about trying to support every family to have that peace of mind, to have a sense of certainty about whether their child has got this virus. It is wildly infectious. It can, particularly amongst young people, you can have it and not necessarily present with any symptoms. So this expansion of our school rapid antigen test program to kinders and childcare for students and our smallest Victorians, that's a great boost forward.
About 1.6 million tests will be delivered to sessional kindergartens over the next week and a half, later expanding to broader childcare facilities. It's in addition to the 943,000 tests already supplied to daycare and kindergarten staff. Megan O'Connell, Director of Advocacy at Early Learning Association Australia, told SBS News she hopes other states will follow Victoria's lead.
We know that early learning, it's vital for children. And these are children that have had the last couple of years of their lives highly interrupted by COVID. So we really do need to ensure as many children as possible can get to preschool and kindergarten and stay attending across the course of the year. And measures like this that will make sure that children are so much safer that we know when a child has COVID and they're excluded from the centre at that very moment, it will really help children to attend.
Ms. O'Connell says the RAT tests should also help ease staffing shortages in the sector.
We've been experiencing high levels of staff shortage for the last 2 years now, absolutely, with the impact of COVID, and we're continuing to see that. But we are hopeful, particularly through this rapid antigen testing coming into services, we will see that lessening, I guess, over the next couple of weeks.
Victoria's Minister for Education, James Molino, says staff absenteeism in the sector is now lower than before the pandemic in 2019.
No school has had to close their doors and go to remote learning due to COVID, and indeed no school has had to call on the pool of former retired teachers and retired principals that we've got standing ready for any school that is struggling with staff absences.
In Western Australia, new definitions for close contacts of positive cases have come into force, along with relaxed isolation protocols that see the quarantine period cut from 14 to 7 days. After announcing the new definitions in January, Premier Mark McGowan says they remain necessary amid a high virus caseload. He says the state has not yet reached a point where working from home is mandatory, saying it's a matter for individual businesses and employees.
But there's no requirement at this point in time, no government requirement for people to work from home. If we get to that point, obviously we'll advise that. But my concern is, you know, your CBDs, your retail outlets and the like will suffer a dramatic drop in trade because people aren't going to work. So at this point in time, there's no requirement. We're not telling people not to go to work.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.